This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Ever scroll through a website and think, wow, they really nailed this? I do all the time. Well, today we're going to dive into the how-to behind those impressive online experiences. Specifically, we're taking a deep dive into an article all about expert WordPress support.
It's more relevant than you might think. Whether you're running a business, dreaming of launching one, or just fascinated by the mechanics of the web, this deep dive has something for you.
Totally. So the article kicks off with a quick WordPress primer. Now, I know you're probably already familiar with WordPress as a website builder, but the key takeaway here is how it empowers you to create a truly dynamic site.
And by dynamic, we're not just talking about a pretty facade. Think contact forms that seamlessly connect with your customers, or integrated e-commerce solutions that let you sell directly from your site, all without needing to write a single line of code.
Okay, that makes sense. I've definitely seen those features on sites and always wondered how they work. But the article really dives into the why behind WordPress's popularity, and it boils down to this: customization.
Right. The article uses this great analogy of Legos. You have these basic building blocks in the form of templates and design options, and you can arrange them in endless ways to create something totally unique. It's why WordPress powers everything from simple blogs to massive corporate websites.
So it's like having a blank canvas and a toolbox full of possibilities. That's pretty cool. But here's where things get really interesting for me. The article shifts gears to the concept of expert WordPress support. And I have to admit, my initial thought was, if WordPress is so user-friendly, why would I need expert help?
That's a common misconception. Think of it this way. You could learn to fix your own car, but wouldn't you call a mechanic for a complex engine issue? Expert WordPress support is like having a specialist on call for your website.
Okay, that's a good analogy. But can you give me some concrete examples? What kind of engine issues might a website have that would necessitate calling in the experts?
Well, for starters, the article talks about speed optimization. A slow website can be a major turnoff for visitors, leading to higher bounce rates and lost conversions. Expert support can diagnose those speed bottlenecks and implement solutions that get your site running smoothly.
That makes sense. I've definitely been frustrated by slow loading times before. Is it just a matter of choosing the right web hosting package?
That's part of it, but there are other factors at play, like image optimization, caching techniques, and even the specific plugins and themes you're using. You can get pretty technical.
Ah, so it's not just about slapping on Band-Aid. These experts really understand the inner workings of WordPress, right? But the article mentions more than just speed. What are some other benefits of bringing in this specialized support?
One that really caught my eye was targeted advertising. The article highlights how WordPress can be used to reach specific customer groups with laser precision. Imagine you've got a new product that's perfect for, let's say, avid hikers. Expert support can help you place your ads directly in front of those hikers, maximizing your reach and impact.
So it's about getting the right message to the right people at the right time. But what about the security aspect? Is that something expert support can help with? I know WordPress is a popular platform, which also makes it a target for hackers.
You're absolutely right to be thinking about security. A compromised website can damage your reputation and lead to serious data breaches. Expert support can implement robust security measures, monitor for vulnerabilities, and even help you recover from an attack. It's like having a 24/7 security detail for your website.
Okay, so they're like speed demons, marketing gurus, and cybersecurity ninjas all rolled into one. It sounds like expert WordPress support can really cover a lot of bases. But what about the cost? Is this a service only big companies can afford?
Not necessarily. The article mentions that there are different tiers of support available, from basic troubleshooting to fully managed hosting solutions. You can choose a level that fits your budget and your needs.
That's good to know. So it's not an all or nothing proposition. You can kind of dip your toes in, see what works best for you. But I'm curious, what about those folks who are really tech savvy? Couldn't they just learn to do all of this themselves?
Absolutely. You can definitely learn to manage many aspects of a WordPress website. There are tons of resources available online. But the question is, do you want to spend your time troubleshooting plugins or optimizing databases?
Good point. Time is a valuable resource, and for many business owners, it makes more sense to focus on their core competencies and delegate the technical stuff to the experts.
Exactly. And remember, even if you have the technical skills, expert support often brings a fresh perspective and a depth of experience that can be invaluable.
That's a great point. Sometimes you need that outside perspective to see things you might have missed. So we've talked about speed, security marketing, and even the cost-benefit analysis of expert WordPress support. But the article also touches on another important aspect, user experience. Can you tell me more about that?
Of course. The article stresses that expert support can help you create a website that's not only functional, but also engaging and easy to navigate. They talk about things like intuitive menu structures, clear calls to action, and visually appealing layouts. All elements that contribute to a positive user experience.
And that makes sense. You want visitors to feel welcome and comfortable on your site, right?
Exactly. If a visitor struggles to find what they're looking for or gets frustrated with a clunky interface, they're likely to bounce and head over to your competitor.
So it's about creating a seamless and enjoyable experience that keeps visitors coming back. I'm starting to see how expert WordPress support is about so much more than just fixing technical issues.
It's about crafting a holistic online presence that reflects your brand, engages your audience, and ultimately drives business results.
Well said. So we've covered a lot of ground here, but the article dives even deeper into some of the more nuanced benefits of expert WordPress support. Are you ready to explore those?
Absolutely. Let's unpack those next.
All right. So we've established that expert WordPress support is more than just a tech fix. It's a strategic investment in your website's success. But the article dives even deeper into some of the less obvious perks. What else did you find intriguing?
One that stood out was the concept of multi-user access. It's not just about letting multiple people work on the website. It's about granular control.
Mm-hmm.
You can grant different team members different levels of access, allowing them to contribute without compromising security.
That's a really good point. I've definitely seen situations where too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak, can lead to website chaos. But how exactly does that work in WordPress?
Think of it like assigning roles in a company. You might have administrators who have full control, editors who can manage content, authors who can create posts, and so on. This level of specificity ensures that everyone can contribute their expertise without stepping on each other's toes or accidentally breaking something.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like a built-in system of checks and balances. So multi-user access is about streamlining collaboration and boosting efficiency. But the article also makes some bold claims about expert support saving businesses time. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Imagine you're a small business owner. You're juggling a million things and suddenly your website crashes. Instead of spending hours troubleshooting, you can simply contact your support team and they'll take care of it.
Okay, that's a pretty clear example. But beyond just fixing things when they break, how else can expert support save time in the day-to-day running of a website?
Think about things like plugin updates, theme customizations, or even routine backups. Those are all essential tasks, but they can be time-consuming. Having expert support handle those tasks frees you up to focus on what you do best running your business.
That's a compelling argument. It's like having a dedicated team to handle all the behind-the-scenes work so you can stay focused on the big picture. But I'm curious, the article mentions keeping visitors hooked. How does expert WordPress support play a role in that?
It's about going beyond just having a website and thinking strategically about how to create an engaging experience that keeps visitors coming back. Expert support can help you optimize your website for user engagement, ensuring that it's easy to navigate, visually appealing, and packed with relevant content.
So it's not just about fixing bugs, it's about optimizing for the human element. I like that. But can you give me some specific examples? What kind of tactics are we talking about here?
Well, the article highlights the built-in blogging features of WordPress expert support can help you develop a content strategy that aligns with your business goals. They can also optimize your blog posts for search engines, ensuring that your content is seen by the right audience.
Right. I know SEO is important, but I always get a bit lost in the weeds with all the technical jargon. Is that something expert support can help demystify?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They can break down those complex concepts into simple terms and help you understand how to optimize your content for better search engine rankings.
Okay, that's a huge relief. So it's about crafting compelling content, optimizing it for search engines, and ultimately attracting more visitors to your website. But how do we know if those visitors are actually engaging with the content? Are there ways to measure that?
Definitely. Expert support can set up analytics tools that track key metrics like page views, bounce rates, and time spent on site. This data provides valuable insights into how visitors are interacting with your website and helps you make informed decisions about future content and design.
So it's not just about creating content in a vacuum. It's about constantly monitoring and analyzing how it's performing and making adjustments as needed. It's like having a constant feedback loop to ensure your website is hitting the mark.
Exactly. And that's where the expertise really comes into play. They can interpret that data, identify patterns, and recommend strategies for improvement. It's about turning data into actionable insights.
So it's like having a data scientist on your team, constantly analyzing and optimizing your website's performance. But beyond just data and analytics, what about the visual aspect? I know a website needs to be aesthetically pleasing to capture attention. Is that something expert WordPress support can help with?
Absolutely. Expert support can help you choose a visually appealing theme that aligns with your brand identity. They can also customize that theme to create a unique look and feel that sets your website apart from the competition.
Okay, that makes sense. So they're not just tech wizards, they have an eye for design too. But I'm curious, with all these benefits, are there any potential downsides to relying on expert WordPress support? What about the cost factor?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the cost can vary depending on the level of support you choose. Mm-hmm. It's important to weigh the cost against the potential benefits and decide what makes sense for your budget.
Right. And I imagine the level of control you had over your website might be another factor to consider. If you're outsourcing everything, do you lose some autonomy?
That's a valid concern. It's important to find a support provider that you trust and who understands your vision. Open communication and clear expectations are key to a successful partnership.
So it's about finding that sweet spot of balance between leveraging expertise and maintaining control over your online presence. It sounds like there are a lot of factors to consider when making this decision.
There are. But the good news is that the article provides a framework for thinking about these issues. It encourages you to assess your needs, your budget, and your long-term goals before making a decision.
That's great advice. It's about being informed and making a choice that aligns with your unique circumstances. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from multi-user access to data analytics to the importance of visual appeal. But I feel like we've only scratched the surface of this topic. What else does the article delve into?
One aspect that really caught my attention was the emphasis on the bigger picture. The article goes beyond the technical details and explores how expert WordPress support can contribute to a business's overall success.
Okay, now we're talking. I'm all ears. Tell me more about that. How does a well-maintained website translate into tangible business results?
Well, the article argues that a website is often the first point of contact between a business and its potential customers. A professional-looking, user-friendly website can make a great first impression and build trust with your audience.
That makes sense. If a website looks outdated or is difficult to navigate, it can send the wrong message about your brand.
Exactly. And in today's competitive market, you can't afford to lose potential customers due to a poorly designed website. Expert support can help you create a website that reflects your brand values and provides a positive customer experience.
So it's about more than just aesthetics. It's about creating a website that aligns with your brand identity and resonates with your target audience. But how does that translate into actual business outcomes?
Well, the article highlights how a well-designed website can lead to increased brand recognition, improved customer engagement, and ultimately higher profits.
Okay, now we're talking my language. Can you elaborate on those points? I'd love to hear some specific examples.
Sure. For instance, a well-optimized blog can position your business as a thought leader in your industry, attracting new customers and building loyalty with existing ones. And a user-friendly e-commerce platform can streamline the purchasing process, leading to increased sales and revenue.
So it's about using your website as a powerful tool to connect with your audience, build relationships, and drive sales. It's about transforming your online presence into a revenue-generating asset.
Exactly. And expert WordPress support can play a crucial role in that transformation.
This is all fascinating stuff. But I'm wondering, with all this emphasis on expert support, what about those folks who are just starting out and maybe don't have the budget for a full-fledged support team? Is there a middle ground?
There is. The article mentions that even a basic level of support can be incredibly beneficial, especially in the early stages of building your online presence. You can start by focusing on the essentials, like website security and performance optimization.
That makes sense. It's about prioritizing your needs and finding a level of support that fits your budget and your stage of business growth.
Right. And as your business grows, you can always scale up your support as needed.
So it's not an all or nothing proposition.
Right.
You can tailor your approach to fit your unique circumstances. But I'm curious, even with all this talk about expert support, the article doesn't shy away from the value of developing in-house skills. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. The article acknowledges that building in-house expertise can be a valuable asset, especially in the long run.
Mm.
It encourages readers to explore the wealth of resources available online and consider investing in training and development for their team members.
That's a great point. It's about empowering yourself and your team with the knowledge and skills to manage your online presence effectively. But I'm wondering, is there a risk of spreading yourself too thin? If you're trying to do everything in-house, are you sacrificing quality or efficiency?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
It's important to be realistic about your capabilities and to prioritize the tasks that are most crucial to your success. You can always outsource the tasks that are outside of your expertise or that require specialized skills.
So it's about finding that balance again between building in-house expertise and leveraging external support when needed. It sounds like there's no one-size-fits-all approach to managing a WordPress website.
Exactly. The key is to be strategic, to assess your needs, and to choose a path that aligns with your overall business goals.
Okay, so we've explored all these ins and outs of expert WordPress support, but I think the big question a lot of folks are having is, like, is there ever a downside to, like, bringing in that outside help? Like, what about, you know, DIYing it,
yep,
building those skills in-house?
Yeah, I mean, that's the classic build versus buy question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no easy answer. You know, it depends on, you know, your needs, your resources, your long-term vision for your website.
Yeah, because on one hand, you have access to these specialists who, like, live and breathe WordPress. But then on the other, you know, building that expertise internally, you know, could give you more control and maybe even save money down the line.
It's exactly. It's always a trade-off, right? So if you're a small startup with limited resources, outsourcing might be the most efficient way to get a professional website up and running. But for a larger company with, you know, long-term plans for growth, investing in that in-house talent might make more sense.
So it's not just about technical skill. It's about, like, aligning your WordPress strategy with your overall business goals.
Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense. But okay, let's say you decide to go the expert support route. How do you even choose the right provider? Because there's a ton of options out there.
Yeah, and that's where the research comes in. You know, don't just jump on the first flashy ad you see or the cheapest option. Look at their portfolio. Read client testimonials. Maybe reach out to businesses that are already using their services.
So it's like doing your due diligence for your website. You wouldn't hire a contractor to remodel your kitchen without checking their references.
Exactly the same principle applies.
I like that.
And don't be afraid to ask tough questions. What's their response time like? What happens if you need emergency support? Do they offer ongoing maintenance and security updates? These are all really important things to consider.
Those are all great points. It's about finding a partner, not just a service provider.
Right.
Someone who understands your vision and is invested in your success. Okay, but let's flip the script for a second. What if you decide to go the DIY route and build those WordPress skills in-house? What advice would you give to those folks?
Well, first and foremost, be patient. You know, WordPress has a learning curve. There's a lot to learn, but there are tons of resources available online. Start with the basics. Learn how to install themes, customize layouts, and create basic content. And don't try to do everything at once.
So it's about breaking it down into, like, manageable chunks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't get overwhelmed trying to become a WordPress guru overnight.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. Try different themes, play around with plugins, see what works best for your website.
Totally. And if you hit a roadblock, don't panic. The WordPress community is incredibly supportive. There are forums, online groups, and even local meetups where you can connect with other users and get help.
Absolutely. And remember, mistakes are part of the process. Don't be afraid to break things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that's how you learn what not to do.
That's a great point. Sometimes the best lessons come from our failures, right? So whether you choose to go with an expert or embark on the DIY journey, the key is to approach it with a curious mind, a willingness to learn and grow.
Couldn't agree more.
And remember, your website is a reflection of you and your brand and your vision. Don't be afraid to experiment and push the boundaries and create something truly unique.
Well said.
So to wrap up this deep dive into the world of WordPress, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. Your website is a powerful tool. It's a platform for sharing your story, connecting with your audience, and really building your brand.
And whether you choose to navigate this journey with expert support or forge your own path, the possibilities are truly endless.
That's a perfect note to end on. So to our listeners, I say this: embrace the challenge, explore the possibilities, and create something amazing.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible online.
Happy website building.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.